Hey, sweetie. I want you to relax and just let me take over. As you listen to my words, you get more excited and turned on. The more you hear me talking, the more you feel the urge to be turned into a sissy. You can't deny it. You want this to work, and that's good. So many people go through their lives denying who they are and what makes them happy. Just by starting listening to this audio, you've accepted a key part of who you are. This isn't a deep trance, because contrary to what you might have seen on Reddit, having you zoned out and blank isn't a requirement of an effective hypno. Have you ever been talked into buying something you don't really want from an impressive salesperson? That's basically the same premise. They tranced you into acceptance, and you weren't stood there like a zombie, were you? You seemed fully alert and aware of what was going on, but you were still talked into doing something you didn't really want or need to. And in this case, the end result is something you do want to happen. You do want to be able to accept who you are, find happiness and positivity in that, and take those positive feelings forward into your daily life. So just relax and listen. You can close your eyes if you want, or keep them open. It really doesn't matter. Just focus on my words. That's all you need to do. You don't need to be ashamed or scared. This is who you are, and I'm proud of you for being brave enough to realize that. It's courageous to face the truth and accept it. You can't control whether you're a sissy any more than you can control how tall you are or how your skin reacts to the sun. It's biological. You may not think so because you've convinced yourself that it's just a mental issue and not a physical one, but that's a mistake. Liking the feel of lingerie on your body, a cage on your cock, or something thrust inside of you is hugely physical, and the mental side of it is as often as not what gets in the way rather than spurring it on. So that's what we're going to address today. We want to get to the stage where your mind is every bit as happy as your body to embrace being a submissive sissy. It doesn't matter why you think you got here. If you blame it on shyness or inexperience or past trauma, your only problem is that because you're smart, you've convinced yourself that you can explain this logically, but not having any psychological expertise, you really don't know what you're talking about. But that's okay, because I do. Once again, this is who you've always been. It's who you've been since birth. It's as natural as your eye color and your shoe size. It may have taken a particular event or series of happenings to get you to consider it, but that doesn't change the fact that you are a sissy. You have always been a sissy, and you always will be. Don't be scared. Don't be sad. All those videos you've watched with feminized men being dominated by beautiful women, do you think they care how they got there? Or are they just loving being in that moment? How lucky are they to have embraced who they are and enjoy that experience as a result? There's absolutely no reason you can't be like them. Don't come up with excuses. Don't try to concoct reasons it can't happen. It can. And if you stick with me, it will. You are a sissy. This isn't me manipulating you. This isn't a trick. This isn't dangerous. It's a simple truth. There's a task I want you to perform after you've listened to this audio. Don't worry, it's nothing scary. I want you to go online and buy an ankle bracelet. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be a particular design. Just something delicate and feminine. Be sure to measure and make sure it will fit. You'll be able to find one online for less than $5. If you want, you can spend more. But if you don't want to or can't, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You might be wondering why I'm not telling you to buy panties. Well, beyond the fact that I'm pretty sure you already have at least one pair of those that you like to wear, the act of a man putting on panties is inherently sexual. That's great, but it can be distracting, and that's not what we're going for today. I want you to put some thought into the purchase. What metal would look best on your skin? If you have a warm or dark complexion, gold would probably be the best choice. If you're lighter and cooler, you'll probably be better off with silver. Don't be afraid to look up women's guides on how to find jewelry that best suits them. No one will know, and you're perfectly safe. Right now, I want you to imagine you've already bought it. The anticipation of waiting for it to arrive, the excitement of checking the mail and seeing the package, taking some time on your own to admire it and put it on, and then you can forget about it. This is why I didn't tell you to buy panties. Once the anklet's on, you can pull up your socks, put on your shoes, and go about your day as normal. It won't have any effect on you. Well, most of the time, anyway. Occasionally, you'll feel it move against your ankle. Oh, and you don't have to, but I really think you'll enjoy this more with smooth legs. But that's up to you. When you feel it move, you'll be reminded that you're doing a small, easy thing to embrace your sissy nature. You haven't fallen apart. You haven't broken down. Nothing else in your life has been affected by this. But you've done something real and brave, away from the computer, removed from immediate sexual thrills, to confirm to yourself that you are a sissy all day long. Not just when you're masturbating at home. When you get home, you can remove your clothes and admire not just the bracelet, but yourself. So much of your sissy experience has been negative. Now you've done something positive that you can be proud of. Acceptance is the first step to happiness. I'd be lying if I said this was entirely about you. I'm going to get a thrill out of it too. Partly because, actually, encouraging a sissy to embrace their true nature is my way to make a positive difference in the world. Many years ago, I had a boyfriend who wasn't particularly macho, but felt like that was the way he was expected to behave when we were in public. I could see that he was uncomfortable with it, and well, he might be, because the way society has convinced men they're supposed to behave, these toxic, nonsensical, and often dangerous demonstrations of so-called alpha behavior, they're not only annoying, but they're not the way most men really want to act at all. That's not to say every man is like you. Unfortunately, sissies are a minority, but many, many more men than you might think are naturally submissive behind closed doors. Often, it's the loudest ones in public that it's true of. And honestly, I hate that. This idea that it's wrong or weak for a man to present as the submissive he really is, the suggestion that he's supposed to behave like an ass because that's what being a man is really all about, it's nonsense. It takes no effort or skill to behave like a boor. What's difficult and impressive is embracing the opposite, even though society has so often told you it's wrong. But how often has society at large been wrong about the important things? You shouldn't ever live your life based on what small-minded others might think. Before anything else, I want you to live your best life in service to your own happiness. Service to me or another dominant who can care for you will flow from that naturally if it's best for you. Just like any other relationship, the best ones between a dominant and a submissive are based on both parties recognizing who they are, what they want, and being upfront and honest about that. And you can't be honest with anyone else until you're honest with yourself. So that boyfriend I told you about, I made him wear one of my ankle bracelets. Of course, he didn't want to at first, but I eventually convinced him it was a bit of fun and it would turn me on when we were out. All true. But beyond that, every time I glanced at his feet, every time I mentioned shoes to one of my girlfriends, and every time I ran my bare foot up his ankle under the table, he was reminded that I had quite literally put a chain around him. Needless to say, his behavior improved. Now, it's not quite so drastic with you. Wearing the anklet is first and foremost about helping you become comfortable with your sissy nature. But you weren't going to buy it until I mentioned it, were you? So even though you're not really under right now, even though this is your choice, it's kind of like you're wearing it for me, isn't it? That's exciting. I told you, you don't need to be zoned out for suggestions to take hold. And here we are now, just a few minutes later. How far you take this idea is your choice. This can be just for you. But let's just say, if you were my boyfriend, I would absolutely demand that you wear it. I'd actually demand you wear a whole lot more than that, but that's for another time, sweetie. I'd prefer if you bought a design that spoke to who you are and what you like. But if you're really struggling and want my input, well, let's just say I've always been partial to the imagery of unicorns. And no, sweetie, not the rainbow core saccharine cuteness that's so prevalent nowadays. I mean the classical imagery. A wild, beautiful creature, unrestrained by society, proud and occasionally vicious. Its ferocity only tamed by beauteous innocence. Oh yes, that's an image that speaks to me. But whatever design you go with, know that you buying and wearing an anklet is an inherently beautiful and submissive thing to do. And it fits perfectly because you're an inherently beautiful and submissive person. And I love you for that. Wherever you are in the world, I love that you're a sissy. I wish more men were like you. You are special, and you are appreciated. So go buy that anklet. Wear it for yourself, or wear it for me if you'd like. I've honestly lost count of how many sissies have sent me pictures of them wearing theirs, and every single one makes me so happy. I'm happy with you, sissy. I'm proud of you for having the courage to face your truest desires and work to accept them in you. It's not always easy, and I admire your bravery. Well done, sissy. Go find your anklet. I know you've got this. And if you need me, I've got you.